We're doing the laws of Borer and the laws of Shabbos. We're coming to one of the more intricate halachos, which is called Borer. So let's hear his description. What is Borer? L'chal shezorim tatvua. So we're working in the order of processing wheat, right? Remember, we discussed the planting. We discussed making holes in the field to plant, right? Choresh, plowing the field. We discussed harvesting, kotzer. Then we discussed dash, threshing the wheat. And we discussed zore, winnowing the wheat, cleaning the wheat of its chaff. And now we're up to borer. L'chal shezorim tatvua, after you've winnowed the wheat, you kept throwing it in the wind, and the wind blows away much of the chaff. וכבר הפרידו הגרעינים מן המוץ והקש. So now you have the kernels separate from the hay, separate from the chaff. דרך לברור הצרורות ושאר פסולת שעדיין מעורבים עם הגרגרים. So ordinarily, you're still going to have all kinds of dirt mixed in with the kernels of grain. You'll have a little bit of pebbles. There's natural dirt mixed in with the grains. You guys probably had this. In my days, I remember it was common that there's all kinds of things mixed in. No, I mean that you'd even come across, like, in your popcorn. You'd have little pebbles and stuff. V'chen mekitniot, the same is true with regards to kitniot, different beans and lentils. Achal shekvar lakro kitniot min ha-shalvitin, even after you remove them from the pod, עדיין מעורב עםם איזה פסולת. It's very common that you'll have natural byproducts that are unwanted. ודרך לבררן מהפסולת לעשותן ראויות לאכילה בזה. So it's very common that you clean them out so that they're fit for human consumption. You don't want to be eating popcorn. It's only you bite on a rock. Not pleasant. רגילים לעשות זה על ידי שנותן בנפה וכברן. Now, the ordinary way to cleanse the kernels is with different instruments. They would have tools. One was made like a funnel, then one was made like a sift. They had different tools. Some tools would hold up the dirt and let down the kernels, larger pieces, larger rocks, because the kernels were round. So if you had this, if you could imagine something that the kernels would roll down and the rocks would stay up on top because the kernel would roll more quickly. You had all kinds of different instruments that were used for cleaning the wheat. Shapsolet nofelet lemata v'kitniot nishou lemala. So you'd also have a sift. Let's say you wanted to clean it from earth. So you'd put it in a sift and then all the earth would come out and the kernels would stay on top. Ha'oseh zeh b'shabbat chayav mishum melechet borer. Now if I have any way of cleansing my wheat, so that's all the biblical prohibition of borer. Borer is really the discerning between two things. And if I'm going to use a sift or any other instrument to discern between two things, that would be the prohibition of borer. So we can imagine many instances where this will come up. Now, not all of these are prohibited. Some are permitted, and we're going to have to discuss why. But let's take a few examples, okay? You want to make yourself a little bit of soup on Shabbos. It's a cold, wintry Shabbos. And you heard that very often the powdered soup can be wormy. So you spread some powdered soup on a plate, and you're looking at the dried vegetables. And between the dried vegetables, you see a little something. You're not sure if it's a worm or not. So you take it out. That would be borer. You're looking through the powdered soup, and you took out what you think might be a worm so that you could use the rest of the powdered soup. That would be borer. You separated something unwanted from the other things that are desired. Now, what about using a tea bag? That's not borer. We're still going to have to discuss why. When you pull out the tea bag, you're pulling out the tea leaves. You have this automatic filter system, and you have these tea leaves you're pulling out from the tea. We're going to have to discuss why that's not borer. What would be with using a filter on Shabbos? You want to make yourself coffee, and you're going to use a filter. So now you're filtering out the ground coffee from the coffee drink. That would be an issue of borer, probably. We're going to have to discuss the details, but you can see where this melacha comes up a lot. Can I put a filter on my water? Can I put water into a Brita filter? Can I take soup if I don't want any pieces in my soup? If your kid doesn't want pieces in his soup, can I pour it through a sift? And then all the pieces get caught and you have the soup inside. What if I want to make tea with one of those sifters? Now they have those sifters you put on your cup and you want to make tea in that. So there are going to be many examples where borer comes up. I'm eating chulent. I want the meat. My children, one kid doesn't like pepper, the other kid doesn't like carrot, the third kid doesn't like pickles. Is he allowed to take out the peppers from the salad? Is he allowed to take out the pickles from the salad? So we're going to have to discuss all the different types of borer. You're walking to a bookshelf and you want to take out a sefer. Why is that not borer? Or is it? You're taking out one sefer from a pile. You're clearing off the table after the Shabbos meal. You're going to take off the big dishes and then the small dishes. Is that borer? You're washing dishes. Can you put the knives separate from the forks, separate from the spoons? We're going to have to discuss all these different cases because borer covers a lot of things. Now, borer is one of those rare melachos which the more you learn, the less you can do. Most of Shabbos, the more you learn, the more you can be lenient. In almost every other area of Shabbos, the more you understand, so the more you know how to get around it, the more you know how to be lenient. Borer is the exact opposite. When you don't know anything, everything's fine. Let's say you want to set the table Friday night for Shabbos day. So you're going to take the fork separately, the knife separately. That's not permitted. Now, the more you learn, the more you understand what's permitted and what's not. We're going to see that borer for the meal, at the meal, there are many leniencies as you do it, you're about to eat. But what about if you're going to go Friday night with your kids and you realize that by the time you get back, the lights are going to be off and the kids get up in the morning, they want to get dressed. So now you're going to start taking out the clothing they're going to wear Shabbos morning. That means going through the clothing and pulling out one item of clothing from the other. So we say that psoles is not only a rock among kernels of grain. But when I have two things, one is desirable and one is not, that's called borer. You open up, borer is when I have one thing I want and the other things are not. That's there, it's borer. I'm just giving an overview so we understand how relevant this melacha is. You open up a can of pickles and you want the pickles without the juice. So you're going to hold the lid over the can and pour out the juice so you're left with pickles without juice. Again, that would constitute borer. I'm not saying yet what's permitted or prohibited because in all these examples we're going to have to analyze it. But I'm just saying we have to be aware how common borer is in our day-to-day, in our Shabbos. Yes?
So psoles is anything that you don't want.
Right.
Even if there's in the worm example,
in your salad, the kid doesn't want the pickles.
Yeah.
Right? So then the pickles become his psoles. Correct. So, if you're drinking a cup of Coke on Shabbos, and suddenly a fly drops into the Coke, you can't take out the fly alone. If you take out the fly with a little bit of Coke, meaning if you take a spoon and you spoon out the fly with some of the Coke, so then we say you didn't do borer because you took out some of the ochel, some of the Coke that you want to drink, together with the psolet, with the fly. But if you would just pick up the fly without the Coke, that would be borer. Or if you took it out with a fork, for example. Yes?
But you're using a kli when you...
Wait, we're going to see that using a kli becomes more chamur. That makes it more stringent, using a kli. Some kelim are an extension of our hands, like a spoon.
Yeah.
But some kelim become an object made for borer, like a sift.
The spoon is specifically taking liquid that your hand wouldn't be able to...
Right. Let's go step by step. I just wanted us to realize how encompassing this melacha is, why this melacha is probably the most relevant melacha in our day-to-day lives. In chilukim borim apsolet mitoch ha'ochen, it doesn't matter if you're taking out the psolet, that which is unwanted from the food, כמו בזמן שבורים הצרורות מתוך הגרעינים, for example, where you're taking out the rocks from the kernels, So let's say, in our present day example, you made popcorn before Shabbos, and some of the kernels didn't pop. So you want to serve the popcorn, and you have kernels of corn among the popcorn. So taking out those kernels is taking out psolet. Those are things you're not going to eat. So even though you could say, you could eat it technically, yeah, if you have young teeth. But no, you're not going to. Or if you would take out the popcorn and leave the kernels on bottom. That's also borer. Just like when they would take lentils, they would clean them out, they would take them and leave the rocks on bottom because they were bigger. All of that is encompassed in the prohibition of borer. This is just introductory. Where? לא רק בתבואה ואדומה לנאמר מלאכת בורר, אלא בכל בורר אוכל מתוך פסולת או להפך. It's not only with regards to grain. Anytime you take a food from something that's less desirable, that's undesirable, or the undesirable from the food, באופן הדומה לברירת מינים אלו עובר על מלאכה. If you're going to take one away from the others, so that's a transgression of borer. So how can you take out a drink? You go to the fridge, you have Coca-Cola, RC Cola, Schweppes Cola, Pepsi, and you're going to choose one. Diet Cola, caffeine-free Cola. Okay, now you're going to choose one. Isn't that borer? Yeah, it is. Wait, we're still going to see. We're going to see why that would be permitted, but let's just first get used to this idea that taking one out of a group is a problem of borer. So you go to that shelf, look at all those books that are all red and they look the same, and you're going to take out the one you want, the one you're learning. Okay, so you have 15 volumes there that look the same. Why is that permitted? We're going to have to discuss why that's permitted and how that's permitted. Okay, so first we got this overview that borer is super relevant in many things we do in our lives. And now that we've done that introduction, we could start learning the details to see why much of our living on Shabbos is permitted. Why can I take out that Coca-Cola from the fridge? You know. Okay, so you guys want to go on or stop here?
Go on?
Okay, we'll do a little bit more. Okay, now, so we're going to have to define many aspects of borer. First of all, we're going to have to define what's considered a mixture. Right? If I have a watermelon on the table and I have a carrot next to it, well, that's not a mixture, right? I could take the watermelon, I could take the carrot. There's no mixture there.
If you have a fruit salad.
Oh, but what happens when I have a fruit salad and I want to take out the cherry? Yeah. Okay, that becomes more complicated. Okay, next. Be'eze minim. אף שבכל המקומות כשמדברים מענייני ברירה לעולם מדברים מאוכל ופסולת, even though we're always talking in borer, we're talking about the ochel, which means the food, literally, but it's really the item which you desire, and the psolet, which is the byproduct, it's the stuff you don't want, so psolet literally means the waste, but what we mean is the one you don't want, because when you're taking your Pepsi from the Coke, so the Coke is not waste. I mean, maybe it is, but that has nothing to do with the Pepsi. The idea that you don't want it makes it into psolet, into waste. באמת לא צריכים שיהיה לפניו דווקא אוכל וממש פסולת. You don't really have to have food and waste. אלא כל זמן שיש לפניו בית מינים. But when you have two species before you, you have, let's say, what would be an interesting example, you have blueberries and red grapes. Okay? So they're sitting there in a pile. ורוצה באחד מהם, and you want the red grapes. כבר נכנס לענייני בורר, so then you're already entering this concept of בורר. והיינו שלא צריכים שיהיה ממש דומה לברירת צורות מן התבואה שבין לאל. It doesn't have to be exactly the same as taking the rocks out of the grain. ששם ודאי יש כאן ברירת אוכל ופסולת. Over there it's obvious. You want the food, you're not eating the rocks. There's very clear waste in food. אלא אפילו שניהם שווים, שניהם טובים, even if both of them are good, אבל צריך למין אחד, but you need one of them. You want to take out a knife on your field trip. You're going to go for a walk Friday night, you're taking your wife out on a date, and you're walking all the way from Kiryat Moshe to the Kotel and back, and you have in mind that after you visit the Kotel on your way back, you want to sit down under an apple tree and cut her an apple. So you're not going to pick the tree off the fruit. So you're going to take a knife out of the mixture. You just washed all the dishes. You have a mixture of dishes. You're taking out the knife. All you want is that knife, right? But you're only going to use it in an hour and a half. That knife becomes ochel. That's like the food you need. And all the other dishes become the psolet. You have a mixture. Okay.
Big dice when you said the two, the grapes and the cherries, because the grapes take preference anyway.
Okay. Okay. And we're going to see that when I'm eating it on the spot, there are leniencies. The problem is when I'm only going to use the knife in an hour and a half. Meaning when I want to set the table now for the meal, so that's permitted. We're going to see the details. I'm just slowly we'll get the concepts and then we'll see where it's permitted.